Okay, Daf Nadal of the days.
We're picking up from three lines from the bottom. Okay, so we just saw this Maisa that was brought in front of Rabbi Ami about a person who said he sold the Sefer Torah to somebody and he didn't do it Lishma, he didn't do the Askaros Lishma, and he said to him, listen, you're believed to lose the money, but you're not believed to pass on the Sefer Torah. So now we have a similar Maisa. Who also the Kami Rabbi Avoh. Somebody came in front of Rabbi Avoh. Amalei says to him, Sefer Torah shekasavti leploni. Sefer Torah that I wrote for Ploni, gvilin shelo lo ibadatim lishman. So here, this guy says, the gvil, which Rashi says, means the klaf. So the parchment, which the Sefer Torah was written on, he says, that was not processed lishman. I didn't do that process of making the oros into klaf. I didn't do that properly to do lishman, which passes the Sefer Torah. Okay, so here we're not talking about the azkar, we're not talking about writing Shem Hashem, we're talking about making the parchment. So Amalei, so when he heard this, Rabbi Avoh asked him, Sefer Torah biad mi? He says, who's holding the Sefer Torah? So Amar Lei, so the guy said, biad lokech, lokech hazim. So after hearing that, Amar Lo, mitoich shata nemen lahafzit schar, chata nemen lahafzit Sefer Torah. Since, it's like amigo, since we allow you, it's not the classic migo, by the way, it's called a migo also, not the classic migo where a mala l'shaker, but this is another type of migo Chazal use, that since we're already believing you, with regards to losing your money, we'll also believe you to pass on the Sefer Torah, right? Which is the exact opposite psak that Rabbi Ami gave. Rabbi Ami gave the psak by the Askaros. He says, even though you're believed by the schar, we'll believe you to lose the schar, but we're not going to believe you to pass on the Sefer Torah. Here, it's the opposite. Because we believe you by the schar, we'll also believe you to pass on the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, so our answer is, ha'asam ikal meimar toyev der birmiya. There, you could say that the Moicher made the mistake of saying like Rabbi Yirmiyah. In other words, the Moicher, when he came forward to say, oh, the Sefer Torah is possible, he thought, what's going to happen? He thought like Rabbi Yirmiyah time. What did Rabbi Yirmiyah say in Amud Beis? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, he's only going to lose the schar for the shame, for writing the Shem Hashem. So he won't get paid for that. He'll have to give that money back. But everything else, the rest of the Sefer Torah will get paid for. So the guy thought, you know, listen, I'm going to mess this guy up. I'm going to tell him the Sefer Torah is puzzle. I'll get him all annoyed. Meanwhile, I'll lose a little bit of money, but it's the Shkefelech. It's okay. It's kedai for me because I don't like him. I want to get back at him, whatever the reason is. So that's why over there, Rabbi Ami says, we're not going to believe the guy because maybe he's not telling the truth. He just wants to mess the guy over and he doesn't have much to lose. But Hacha came in the Kamafsit Kulei Agra. Here, if he comes forward, he knows that he's losing all the schar because here he did the parchment. The parchment wasn't done the Shema. So he knows that he ruined this guy's whole Sefer Torah. So he knows that if he's going to say that it wasn't written the Shema, he's going to lose all the money. And still Va'asava Amar, and he still comes forward to say that it's possible. So Amar, Kush the Gamar. So here we're gonna say that he's telling the truth. So Mamele, here we know that he's telling the truth, and we're going to therefore not only believe him in terms of him losing his money, but that the Sefer Torah actually is gonna be possible. So just to mention, we'll get back to the end of Shir, because Pesach is here. But I explained to Gemara that Rabbi Avoh asked him, who's holding the Sefer Torah? And he said, okay, now that you told me that it's Bialokech, here's your answer. So Jonathan asked a bomb kasha. Jonathan asked a bomb kasha. Who cares who's holding the Sefer Torah? If at the end of the day, the halacha is that we believe the guy, even when the lokeach is holding it, which is what happened, right? So that means you always believe the guy. It doesn't matter. When the moicher is holding the Sefer Torah, for sure you believe it. That wasn't the discussion, right? In Rabbi Ami's case, he said, who's holding the Sefer Torah? Because if the moicher was holding it, you would say, we believe him. Now the lokeach is holding it, so we don't believe you, the guy who has the Sefer Torah. Here, Rabbi Avoh's psak, because anyway we believe the guy, even when the lokeach is holding it. So why do you have to ask Bechlal who's holding the Sefer Torah? Mamash, a bam kash, all the Vishonim ask is kash. The Rosh Hafenort over here in Simen Yudal, the Rash with the Ran, full, and the Vishonim ask is kash. It's the Bekiyah Shem, we'll try to get back to the end. Okay, says the mission. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan, they ask it as a tema, by the way. The Rashba says a tema, tmiyali, this kash is a tmiya. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan, good gudo. Al chereshes, she yisiyah avia, she yaitza biget, Meirchem Gudgudah was made, okay, Loshen Heyed is because if you notice, tip of the Masoros Shas, this is a mission in Idios. Okay, Idios is all about testimonies of halachos that were paskin and clear halachos that this is the way we paskin. So he's like, Loshen Idios is, actually Machlek is why it's called Idios. Is it Loshen Idis, that it's all the best Mishnais, that everything is like, this is the halacha, or is Loshen Idios, Loshen Idus? But either way, there's a lot of Idios going on over there. So Heyed, Rabbi Yochanan Gudgudah, al chereshes sheyisia avia. So he was made about a chereshes, a deaf, dumb woman, sheyisia avia, that her father married her off,
She yoitz a beget. The halach is she goes out with a get. Rashi explains, what's the chiddush of telling me that her father married her off? Why not just talk about a regular chareshes that got married? Because the chiddush is when the father marries her off, it's a kiddushin midiraisa. Even though she can't be mekadosh herself ever on her own midiraisa because she doesn't have das, her father can be mekadosh her midiraisa because that's one of the zuchios that a father has. He has rishus to marry off his daughter. Doesn't matter that she doesn't have a das; it's based on his das. So he marries her off midiraisa, and nonetheless, the mishnah is mekadosh that you can be megarish this woman even though she has no das. In other words, the gerushin does not require any das. I was bothered by Sobra Hashem, so the first Hashem asked, there's aloha by it, the Gemara brings down Yavamas that say that a shaita, you can't be megarish a shaita. Because the Gemara, Chazal Darshan, that the lasha of the pasuk is when you give a woman a get, you're v'shilcha mibesa, you send her out, and a shaita doesn't chap being sent out. So the Gemara says, you have to be mishalcha v'enu chazeres. You have to send out someone who's going to go out and not come back. A shaita doesn't chap. You send her out, she comes back the next day. So it's not called a gerish. So she has no das. So you can't be megarisher. So why are you here by Charesh? You could be megarisher. The pshat is the Charesh, even though she doesn't have das, one of the pshatim is that she does have more das than a shaita. The shaita doesn't chap anything. Charesh is, doesn't mean that she doesn't, you know, she's totally out of it. She doesn't have enough das, like a katan. Katan doesn't have das, right? Doesn't mean a katan does crazy, foolish things. A katan doesn't have a full das. The same thing over here. So Charesh has enough das that she's divorced, but it's not enough das to be called a bar das. Okay, anyway, the Mishnah says that you can divorce this woman. Second din that he was made, Baal Katana Bas Yisrael, Shanisei the Kohen, Shalchel Batruma. He said a Katana Bas Yisrael gets married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. Okay, now Rashi tells him what type of Truma is she eating? Truma Dirabanan. Okay, why is it Truma Dirabanan? Because she is a Katana. Pashup Shah will say now. We'll see the Gemara is going to discuss about Truma Dirabanan and Truma Dirabanan, but the Rashi learns already now it's a Truma Dirabanan, which Kipshuto, the Pshat is, because she's a Katana, she's only married, says Rashi. We're not talking about, the Mishnah now doesn't say that her father married her off. It just says Katana Bas Yisrael. So if she got married, she's only married on a Dirabana level. She's married on a Dirabana level to a Kohen, she can only eat Shuma Midirabana. Okay, that's what Tos asked. Maybe we should say she's only a Katan. Give her Shuma Deraisa, she's a Katan Olcha Nevelos. Which is what the Gemara brings in. Tos brings it here in the Mishnah. Maybe let her eat Shuma Deraisa also. Okay, but that's Pashup Shad, the Mishnah and Tos gives different Terutzim, but we're Kipshuta, we're learning like Rashi and Taisus, she's eating Chum Midirabonim. We'll see what the Gemara explains about this line. And the Chiddush over here, as the Rashi says, that there's no Gzeira. Now we allow her to eat Chum, and there's no Gzeira that maybe something bad is going to come out of. Maybe she'll eat Chum Midiraisa, or maybe other people eat. There's no Gzeira. Okay, next case, Vim. How do you, let's see, who can read the next line? Dani, Vim Mesa, you want to read that?
Mesa,
no. Already put the comma there, Donnie.
Mesa.
Yeah. Pesa, no, cheating. Donnie, where's the comma?
Mesa, comma,
nice. Thank you. Mesa, and if she dies, Bala Yorsha. Her husband will be Yerish her. Okay, so that's also a din that he was made on. Next in Bala Meirish, Hagazal Shabbano Bibira, Shiitulas Damavid, the Kanas Hashavim. Meirish, the famous Takanas Meirish, okay, comes up a lot in Shas, especially in Bava Kama, but Takanas Meirish, that Chazal made a Takanas, you see here in the Mishnah, that a Meirish is a beam. So if a Gazan steals a beam, and then he builds it to a big building, and then he wants to do tshuva, this guy's like, listen, do tshuva, you know, Yiddishkeit is good stuff, take the discovery seminar, so this is real life, it's good. And he's like, yeah, oh man, I gotta now knock down my mansion that I built just to do tshuva, I can't do it. So the Chazal made a takana that we don't make him take to tear down the whole building. He could just pay back the money from the bean that he stole, and this will encourage people to do tshuva. So that's takana tashav. And the last case, Mishnah Valchatas Agzula, Shalonot al Rabbim, Shimichaperes, Mipnei Tikkun HaMizbeach. And a chatas which is stolen, which we'll see, not necessarily means that it was stolen when it was a chatas. It means an animal that was stolen, and then you're makdish the animal to be a korban chatas. So the halacha is that even though this gazlan shouldn't really own it, we'll see in the Gemara, we consider it to be that it's a good chatas that he owns, and therefore he's going to get kapara. Why is that? Mipnei tikkun hamizbeach, which was tikkun hamizbeach means that we don't want the mizbeach to be empty, as we'll see in the Gemara explain that case. Now, why is the Mishnah bringing all these cases, Andrew? Why does the Mishnah bring all these cases over here?
They're all tikkun halacha.
Nice guess. Close, but no cigar.
Rashi.
In
these two cases.
Oh, says open. The last two cases are Tikkun Olam. Okay? Andrew doesn't say anything about Tikkun Olam in the first two cases, right? No mention of Tikkun Hashavim, no Tikkun anything. The last two cases says Takanas Hashavim and Tikkun Mizbeach. So says Rashi, because the last two on the list are pertinent to our perek, which is all about Takanas Tikkun Olam, so therefore we brought the whole list, because it was a list. Rechabrin had a list of things which he brought down. So the Mele, we're breaking his whole list to get to the last two, which are Takanas Hashav. Okay, Pashup Shah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Me'edusa, Yishol Yechol Ben Gud Gadah. From the Edus of Yechol Ben Gud Gadah, we can say the following din. Amar Le'edim, if a person goes over to Edim and says, listen, Re'u get ze shani noisein la, look at this get. You guys see this get? I'm about to give this get to my wife. V'chazar v'amar la, and then he goes over to her and he says, Kinti shtar choyv ze, take this shtar chov. The halacha is that raises migureshes. She's migureshes. Even though he's not telling her that it's a get, she's migureshes because the Edom know about it. So where do you see this? Where do you see this from the Mishnah? It says the Gemara like this. Milo amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah lo be'in and daita. Did Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgudah not say that we don't need her das? In the first case of the Mishnah, you can be migarish echareshes, even though she has no das. So achanam lo be'in and daita. Over here also you don't need das. The Gemara says, okay, you're right, you see it from the Mishnah. So Pshita, what's the Chiddush of Rava? That's exactly the case of the Mishnah. You don't need her das. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara explains like this. Ma'u the same came in the Amar Kinti Shtar Chov Zeh. But to the Batle, I might have thought since, we know that you don't need her das. But here, from the fact that he tells her that it's a Shtar Chov, after we already told the Eidim that it's a get, maybe he means not to be Mavatel the get. I'm not giving a get now. Kamash Malon. No, Kamash Malon, that's not what's going on. Really is giving the get. Okay, so why does he say to Shtar Chov? In Isa, the Batle, the Eidim, have Arma Lehu. For instance, Kamash Malon, that it's not a Shtar Chov. Really, it's a get. Why? Because if it would have been a Shtar Chov, what would he have said? He would have gone over to the Eidim and been Mavatle. So why did he say it's a Shtar Chov? Because he was embarrassed to divorce her. He didn't want to say to her face that he's divorced. So you might have thought that he's mevatlet, kamash v'lam, that he's not mevatlet, because had he been mevatlet, he would have told Eidim. So he wasn't mevatlet again. Okay, if he wasn't mevatlet again, so why is he telling the Shtar Chov? He was embarrassed to say it was a get.
He didn't want to embarrass, he didn't want to be embarrassed himself, or he didn't want to embarrass her?
He didn't want to embarrass himself. He was too embarrassed to do it.
Sure, scary.
Okay. Okay, says the Gemara, right? About Ketan Abbas Yisrael. Okay, this is a very difficult piece of the Gemara Pashup Shat. Ketan Baruch Hashem, a few guys that came over to ask me that they had trouble in Pashup Shat, and they were anovim because they said, oh, we just don't understand the Pashat. But really, they were asking, very good, asking Rashi's Kashi Nivamis and the Masha over here. Okay, the Gemara is a very difficult read. So let's see. Ketan Abbas Yisrael. So what do we have in the Mishnah? A Ketana can get married Midirabonan, right? She's not being married off by her father, so it's a Ketusha Midirabonan. She's a Bas Yisrael, she marries a Kohen, so she's married Midirabonan to a Kohen, and the Lacha she can eat Shuma. So the Gemara says, V'ilu Chereshes, lo achla. So the Gemara says, well, it's Meduyak from the Mishnah that a Ketana is the one that can eat Shuma, but not a Chereshes. How is that Meduyak in the Mishnah? Where did the Gemara get that from? Maybe Chereshes also.
Right, moved on.
And very good, meaning what?
It was female the Chereshes.
Right. Why does the Mishnah change tracks all of a sudden? Mishnah's talking about a Chereshes. Now it switches gears to a new din about a Ketana. It's mashma that the din would not apply by Chereshes. So that's the din of the Gemara. Either Chereshes or Achla. A Chereshes taka would not be able to eat Shuma had she been married, Ben, to a Pikeach, who's a Koy. That's the Gemara's assumption right now. So we have a Ketana married to a Koy and she eats Shuma. A chereshes married to a kohen who's a pikeach would not eat shuma. So right, the Gemara, why not? My time. So my answer is gzeira shami yachil cheresh bechereshes. So says the Gemara, we're afraid because maybe a cheresh will feed if it wouldn't be a pikeach married to chereshes, it would be a cheresh married to chereshes. So we're afraid that the cheresh is going to give the chereshes to eat. Okay, now this Gemara right now is almost unexplainable. It's a very difficult Gemara to understand. Because what was the Gemara's question, the Chatchila? My taima, Rashi explained, my taima, Hanisui Chesh v'Chereshes Nami Rabbanu Tekinu B'Vamos v'Chereshes Shanasa. There's Kiddushim Midrabbanu by Chereshes and Chereshes. So the Gemara's original question was, just like there's Kiddushin Midirabbanan for a Ketana to marry a Kohen, there should also be Kiddushin Midirabbanan for a Chereshes to marry a Kohen. So there's a Kiddushin Midirabbanan, right? So the Gemara says, okay, yeah, so why is it no good? Because we're afraid a Cheresh will marry a Chereshes. So what? It's also a Kiddushin Midirabbanan. Let him marry a Chereshes. The Gemara seems to not have answered anything right now. Now another question here, the Gemara, is the Gemara talking about Deraisa or Derabbanan? I was a little confused about this, because as we mentioned before, Rashi in the Mishnah learned that the whole question was about Truma Midirabbanan. But it's not so clear that the Gemara is talking about Truma Midirabbanan. The Gemara is going to, later on, talk about Truma Midirabbanan, which sounds like now we're talking about Truma Midiraisa. Okay, so, but let's just, the first question, the more Pasha Pshat question, which is, what on earth did the Gemara just answer? Avivaita, there's a kiddushin midirabbanan by Katana and by Chereshes, and that's what Gemara's whole question was. So then, why would a Chereish married to Chereshes be any worse? That's vaita kiddushin midirabbanan. So it's a Rashi Yavamos, which the Marsho brings over here, that Rashi basically says, Ein achanam, the Gemara wasn't really bothered by the Chereish and the Chereshes. The Gemara was just using this to lead up to the next stage. The next stage is where we're going to see the pshat. We don't really have the pshat right now. The Gemara is, the Chereish is not really a problem, but we're going to see that there's an issue of Gzeira coming up. Very dachuk pshat, which Masha says, Mamash dachuk pshat. So Masha has a beautiful pshat here in the Gemara, and he says like this. The Gemara at this point, the Masha actually asks another question based on the next, let's just do the next line of the Gemara, and we'll come back in a second. The Gemara, next line of the Gemara is, Valechel. The Gemara says, okay, what's wrong with the Chereish is eating? If she's married to a Chereish, katan ochel nevelusu. The Gemara says he's a katan ochel nevelus. So the Marsha asks again, I don't understand. If we're talking about shuma midiaraisa, and we're talking about a katan, what does katan ochel nevelus mean? A katan is allowed to eat nevela, and we don't have to stop. So that's a phrase, katan ochel nevelus, which we can apply also to a Chereish. Because what's the aside? A katan is not chayiv in mitzvahs. Someone who's not chayav mitzvahs, I don't have to stop him from doing an aver.
I can't feed him the
veil. All good. So that's what we get to tell you at the top tosis. But we're not talking about feeding. Who said feeding? We're not talking about feeding right now. She's so, I'm not going to feed her. I'll leave it in the room and she'll take it. Okay? That's a good, I'm saying, there's the tosis on the top which mentions that in the Mishnah. But Pashup Shah, what the Gemara is saying right now, Ben, is that you're not feeding her. In the Chanami, there's an issue that you're not lo seichel, the Gemara Dashans, you're not allowed to lo sachilim, you can't feed them. We're not talking about feeding them. But the point is, if the Gemara's question is katan ochel nevelos, and therefore we can allow, just like a katan can eat nevelos, we should also allow the chireshes, who's not mechuyev in mitzvahs, we should allow her also to eat something which is aser. So it sounds like the Gemara is asking this on a deraisa level. Right? Let her eat the truma. So says the Marsha, if that's the case, that was the original question of the Gemara. V'ilu chireshes lo ochel my time, but the Gemara's question was, she's a katan ochel nevelos. Now, so what was the Gemara's whole question? Let the Chereshes eat. Because she's not Mechuyev. She's not Mechuyev, even though it's interesting to Deraisa, so she can eat whatever she wants. So that was the original question of the Gemara. She's a Kata, she's a Kata Rochel Nevelos. She has the status of Kata Rochel Nevelos. So she can eat. So why is the Gemara bringing it in now? Okay, so if you didn't get all the questions, I really want to focus for our shiur, because the pleasure of chat, on the first question. And Masha answers all of them, but the first question really is, the Gemara did not seem to answer anything with its first teretz. Again, the Gemara's question is, let a chereshes eat because she's married midirabbanan. And the answer is, yeah, but we're afraid of a chereshes that's going to be married to a chereish. So what? What's wrong with that? Right? She's also married midirabbanan. Let her eat. But the Gemara didn't answer anything. So Masha says, Geshmak Abshad. Masha says like this. The Gemara in the beginning is taka learning that it's a din deraisa. We're talking about chuma. We're talking about chuma deraisa. Also, as you see, the Gemara says like this. The Marsha says, until the Gemara adds in this line of katan ochel nevelos, the Gemara is going with the mandar. This is how machlekes. Can we allow a katan to be ochel nevelos? Do you have to be, is bezin mitzuveh to be mafrish a katan from doing an isurim or not? So says the Marsha, until the Gemara introduces that bezin is not mitzuveh, we actually think that you're not allowed to let a katan do isurim. So now let's read the Gemara again. The Gemara is now going with the assumption that you're not allowed to let someone who's not mechuyev in mitzvos, you're not allowed to let him do averus, even without benefit. Forget what you're saying, not because of the sachilim. Even if you're not feeding it to him, you see a katan walking over to eat something, you're not allowed to let him do that. So the Gemara's question was like this. Vilu chareshes lo achla. The Gemara says, a katan, you're letting a katana be married to a kohen. Why? Because the kohen will make sure that she doesn't do any aveiros. So the katan will make sure, the kohen will make sure that his wife will eat only truma midrabanan and not truma midaraisa. He's there because he's a pikeach and he's a kohen. He'll make sure that his katana wife doesn't do that. So the Gemara says, okay, vilu chareshes lo, why can't a chareshes eat vilu chareshes lo achla? My time up. If a chareshes is married in the Havin of the Gemara, who's she married to at this stage? With Pikeach. So if she's married to Pikeach, Dani, so the Pikeach will watch. He'll make sure that she only eats Shulma Midrabanan and not Shulma Midaraisa. That's what it means. The Gemara is bringing in the concept of Shulma Midaraisa already in the beginning, meaning not that we should allow her to eat Shulma Midaraisa, but Fakeret, if we give her the Shulma Midrabanan, so then we don't have to be concerned that she's going to eat Shulma Midaraisa. Because the Pikeach is going to watch it. We know you're not allowed to let a katan or a chevesh do Yisurim. So just like the Kohen is making sure that his wife doesn't do Yisurim, he's being Shemer, so the Pikeach will also be Shemer, his wife, the chevesh. Everything's good. Give her truma with the rabban. He'll make sure she doesn't eat any nevelas, meaning any truma. The Gemara answers, no, gzer shemiyachil chevesh b'chereshes. Now the Gemara is beautiful. We're afraid. What happens if we allow this to be done? If we allow a Kohen who's a Pikeach to marry a Chereshes, we may also come to allow a Cheresh to marry a Chereshes. Oh, by Cheresh marrying a Chereshes, now we have a big problem. Because he can't watch his wife. So it's true that she can eat the Truma Midrabanan, but what are we afraid that's going to happen? She'll eat the Truma Midrabanan. He has Truma Midrabanan in his house. I mean, he's a Kohen. He has Truma all over the place. Truma Midrabanan, Truma Midrabanan. If we allow her to eat Truma Midrabanan, she'll come to eat Truma Midrabanan. So that's why we can't allow a chareshes to eat any truma. We can't allow a chareshes who's married even to a pikeach, even though that's not really a problem, a gzeira, because we may allow a chareshes who's married to a cheresh, and she'll come to eat truma midaraisa. So now the Gemara asks beautifully, v'leichol, frankly, Gemara, what's the big deal? Now the Gemara is switching gears. The Gemara is saying, wait a second, let's go, like the mandat, mar katan erchol nevelos. It's not mitzvah. You're not mitzvah that frisho. So the Gemara says, "V'leichel, let the woman eat, even if it's a cheresh married to a chereshes, let her eat. It's a katan ochel nevelos." And now the Gemara is switching gears and saying, "And we don't have a problem with katan ochel nevelos." Up until now, we thought, "No, you have to stop a katan from doing it." Says the Moshe. Now the Gemara is saying, "Okay, let's go like the other man d'amar. Let's go like the man d'amar katan ochel nevelos. You don't have to stop him. So what's the big deal? So let a cheresh." Who's married to chareshes? She can eat whatever she wants. The truma, even the daraisa, let them eat everything, and she'll just there's no problem. So the Gemara says, no, that's not okay, because gzer shem yachel chereish bepikachas. Because now we're afraid that a chereish who can't watch his wife or do anything, right? If we allow a chereish who's married to chareshes, we allow the chareshes to eat truma. We'll also allow it when it's a chereish married to pikachas, and she is not a katan ochel nevelos. She's a regular, full-fledged Jewish woman who's chayav in mitzvahs, and we can't definitely can't allow her to eat it. So the reason we don't have a cheresh married to a cheresh, so we can't allow the cheresh to eat truma, is because we don't want it to lead to a situation of a cheresh pipikafas. Okay, now it's actually interesting that Rashi says, if you look in the Ramasal Pipikachas, Rashi says, Shemuzheres al ha'isr hilkach gazer pikach b'chireshes mishum chereish b'pikachas. Anybody who's paying close attention to Rashi, not if you saw it, but if you're paying close attention to it, right, you notice that Rashi goes straight, he skips a step. He says the gzera is, make a gzera, a pikach, can't be married to a chereshes, because we're afraid of a case of a chereish married to a pikachas. The Gemara had an in-between stage. The Gemara went from Pikach and Chereshes to Cheresh and Chereshes to Cheresh and Pikachas. Rashi skips. So it's said, the Torah of Rashi, Badaik and Rashi, that Rashi learned that it was a Chazara now. The Gemara is giving a new teretz. The Gemara said, okay, forget it. Now that we ask the Kash of Lechel, Kotor, Echel, Nevelesu, the Gemara now has a new answer. No, it's a new Gzerah. Shem Yachel, Cheresh, Pikachas.
No,
it's a whole new answer. What?
No, he said
Yavamos. He said everything was building up for the terror. So you're saying that's no. I'm not sure if that works with the Gemara Rashi and Yavamos. Rashi there said the original stage was only because of the later stage. But I'm not sure if that works. I hear what you're asking. I'm not sure. Let's see the Rashi better in Yevamos. But I'll call upon him. Rashi here seems to be skipping the stage. The Taiz of Rashi says it's not mashma the Gemara. The Gemara is mashma that really we kept everything till now. Meaning it's a gzeira, especially through the Marshal, it's great. Right? Notice we have a gzeira. Why don't we allow Pikach to marry Chereshes? Because that might lead to a case of a Cheresh marrying a Chereshes. And there we have the problem that he can't watch her. Frankly, Gemara, yeah, but over there we should go Laman to Omar. Katan Ochon Avelos says no problem. So Gemara says, you're right, but we're going to go. Now we have a problem. Once Cheresh married to Chereshes, it's very easy to go from there to a case of a Cheresh married to Pikachas. And there you don't have the heter of Katan Ochon Avelos because she's not a Katana. She's a regular full-fledged Jew.
That way it's reading all as one entire Shakulitaria.
Yes.
And you're saying before it was...
The way Rashi learns, Rashi seems to be learning Ella. Rashi, look at Rashi says, Hilchos Gozer Pikach Becheireshes Mishum Cheresh Pikachas. What do you mean? What happened to the middle stage, Rashi? Rashi's learning the Gemara now that this is a direct Gzeira. We have Gzeira straight up. Forget about the whole Cheresh question. We knew a new answer. Why don't we allow a Pikach to be married to Cheresh? Because we're afraid of the opposite case. That a Cheresh would marry to a Pikachas, straight up. Now the truth is, Rashi's answer is much better. It's much simpler. Like, why do you need to make, it's better to make less stages. Like, why is Rashi not right? Why doesn't the Gemara just say like Rashi? The Torah of Rashi says Rashi's not right because the Gemara doesn't say Ella. The Gemara never makes a Chazara. Usually when the Gemara falls off something and it says Ella, Nupshat. The Torah of Rashi says the Gemara doesn't say Ella. So why not? Why not say Ella? I mean, Rashi's shot is better. Torah says, because that's too much of a jump. To go from a pikech married to chereshes to the exact opposite of a chereshes married to pikachas, that's too far of a jump. So the Gemara didn't want to make that jump. So the Mele, the Gemara did it in stages. This is utter the case of chereshes, and then you have the following stage. Okay. That's mamish. I mean, you really need the Marashah just push up shot to speak out the Gemara. It's very difficult to read the Gemara otherwise, or you have to go like Rashi Devamus, which is very difficult. So now let's finish up. So the Gemara says, okay, the end of the day, Katan Ochlan Avelis is not going to be a heter because it's not going to work in a situation of a pikachas. So you see from here, it's very clear up until now that the Gemara was asking on a deraisa level. Because the Gemara is now about to ask, the Gemara says, give a lecha b'shum derabana. So you see the Gemara was asking on a deraisa level. The Gemara was saying, on a deraisa level, once we're talking about Katan Ochlan Avelis, and Rashi points this out actually, Rashi at the end of the Ramaskil Velechel Katan Ochlan Avelus, Rashi says Vafilu B'Chumim De'Araisa, which is another part of the Gemara which is very difficult. As I was pointing out before, the Gemara started off talking about Chumim De'Rabbanan. Once it gets to this stage of Katan Ochlan Avelus, the Gemara switched to Chumim De'Araisa. When I said over the Marsha, I'm saying the Marsha was taking into account the rate of Chumim De'Araisa in the beginning, but that was only on Zayin. Rashi was saying that, you know, if you have somebody watching the Katan, he'll make sure that if you give him Truma Derabanan, he'll make sure that he won't come to eat Truma Deraisa. But in the Havin of the Gemara, we weren't talking about giving the Cheresh or the Katana Truma Deraisa. Once the Gemara introduces the question, Katan Ochlan Avelos, the Gemara was like, hey, you know what? It's a Katan. Do whatever we want. Let him eat Truma Deraisa. So the Gemara made that switch. The Gemara answered, no, that can't be because that's not going to work by a Pikachas. Okay, so Gemara said, we understand now by Pikachas and Katan, you don't have the Heter of Katan Ochlan Avelos, but let's just bring it down one level and go back to the Derabana. So the Gemara says, V'leichel b'tshuma Derabana. Why don't we allow this Pikachas, who's married to a Cheresh, she's married on what level, Andrew, to the Cheresh?
Derabana.
Whether you have the Cheresh or the Chereshes, if any one of the two, or both, are a Cheresh, the marriage is Derabana. So this woman is a pikachas. She's married to a cher. She's married to Midrabanan. So she's allowed to eat chumah Midrabanan. We don't have a problem over here of katan ochlan avelos and things like that because she can watch herself. She's a big girl and she knows what she's doing. She'll eat chumah Midrabanan. So why don't we allow her to eat chumah Midrabanan? So the Gemara answers, gzeira shema asi lecho lechule b'chumah deraisa. If we allow her to eat chumah derabanan, we do have a chasash. We're afraid maybe she'll get confused. Maybe there's food around the house, and she'll come to eat chumah midaraisa. Okay,
so complicated.
It's a little bit complicated, right? But at the end of the day, let's just try to say it out. I'll just say it one more time. The shakas halachi the marsha. So I don't think it needs to be so complicated. The Gemara says one more time. The Gemara says the Mishnah told us that a katana is allowed to be married to a kohen and eat shumim midirabbanan. So the Gemara says, Lufita Marsha, okay, why are you telling me that? Because the kohen is going to watch her to make sure she doesn't do anything wrong, doesn't eat shumim deraisa. So the Gemara's question is, so let a chereshes who's married to a pikeach do the same thing. Her husband will watch her, will give her shumim midirabbanan. Okay, at this stage of the Gemara, the Gemara is asking, give her shumim midirabbanan, just like you gave the katana shumim midirabbanan. And her husband will watch her. We know we can't allow her to eat. At this point, the Gemara is saying, she's not allowed to eat anything more. We can't allow a katan or a shaita or anybody who's not chayiv in mitzvahs, a cheresh, to eat the isurim. But the husband will watch her. The Gemara says, okay, we're afraid of a situation where she's married to a cheresh. If she's married to a cheresh, so then there's no husband to watch her. Beautiful answer. Simple. So the Gemara says, okay, change gears now. Wait a second. If you're talking about a situation of a chereshes, so I understand now that the husband can't watch her, but wait a second, there's a man, the Amar, that holds that a katan ochel nevelis is not a problem. So, you know what? Now the Gemara is switching gears. We originally thought it is a problem. Now I'm saying, no, you know what? Katan ochel nevelis, no problem. So even if she's married to a cheresh, let her eat whatever she wants, and at this stage the Gemara is saying, even shumat d'araisa. It's a double switch now, Lefi the Marsha, right? Number one, we're switching gears from the fact that a katan ochel nevelis, we thought you have to stop him. Now we're saying you don't have to stop him. Eim etzuv l'nafrisho. And we're saying, if that's true, so give her, let her eat shumat d'araisa. I can't feed it to her, like Ben is saying, but let her eat it. Put it in her room and she'll eat it. So the Gemara answers, no, you can't say that because that's not going to work by a situation of a pikachas. By pikachas, she's not a katan anymore. So we have to, and she's a bardas. So there, we're not allowed to, we can't give her the yisurim. So the Gemara says, okay, but let her eat shumat d'rabbanan. So we're afraid, shumat d'rabbanan, we're going to make exer. If you let her eat shumat d'rabbanan, she'll eat shumat d'rabbanan. So that's the flow of the Gemara according to the Marsha. So at a point, it comes out at the end, it comes out like this, that in the end of the day, there still is the maila, l'chera, of the husband watching her to make a cheshbon, right? Because at the end of the day, why do we not allow a pikachas who's married to a cheresh to eat shumim midirabbanan? What are we afraid of? The Maskara Sagmar, what are we afraid of? If she eats shumim midirabbanan, she'll come eat shumim midirabbanan. Okay, ask the same thing in the Mishnah. So why do we allow a katana to eat shumim midirabbanan when she's married to a kohen? What?
She
has the husband watching her. She has the husband. So you still have that nakuda that the husband's going to be watching. Okay? One more point there that Rashi asks. Gemara Rashi, Tais Mashoshir. So Rashi asks. Wait, Rashi has a Geshmak Akasha. If you get a Talmud that does a Gzeira from a Pikach married to a Chereshes, or to a situation of a Chereshes married to a Pikachas, right? We can't allow a Pikach married to a Chereshes. We can't allow that Chereshes to eat. Because we may come to confuse that with the flip side, with the case of a cheresh married to pikachas, right? So, in fact, Rashi. So, why don't we have the same problem when it comes to the katan? Why don't we say we shouldn't allow the katana who's married to a kohen to eat shuma? Because we may have the flip side. We may come to allow a situation where a katan is married to a gedola, and there she's taka not allowed to eat shuma, because there the katan doesn't have the right to feed her truma. So Rashi answers, what's Rashi's teretz? Why don't we make a gzeira, the amount of situation for katan married to a gedola, and then it's going to be a problem. Because in that case, he's not going to be able to feed her. A katan is not able to feed truma to his wife. So Taras Rashi says, the answer is, because there's no such thing as a katan married to a gedola. You can't have, there's no nisuin. There's no gzeira because there's no nisuin. Right? By cheresh, so the pikeach can have either way. You can have he's the cheresh or she's the cheresh. When it comes to a gadol marrying a katan, it only works one way. Only a man, gadol, can be married to a katana woman. He can't have the opposite way. So we're not afraid of a situation where he's a katan and then he's not allowed to feed her truma because that case doesn't exist. Okay. Says the Maraviter. So we saw in the Mishnah that there's something called takanas hashavim to encourage people to do tshuva. We don't make him tear down his house. The Gemara brings a brisa. Tana Rabbanan Gazal Meirish Ubanoi Bebiro. Someone steals a beam and builds it into a big house mansion. Beisham Beomer Mikakea Kol Abiro Kulo Umachzer Meirish Lebailo. Yeah, tear down the whole darn thing and give back that beam to the rightful owner. The owner is only entitled to the value of the beam. Why? In other words, our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Beis Hillel. So we spoke about Chatas Agzula. Somebody steals an animal and then he's makdashit to the Beis HaMikdash as to be a korban chatos. So really, he doesn't own it, so it's going to be a problem. So it can't really count for him as a chatos, but the takana was in the Mishnah, they took it as beach that it works. So it says the Gemara, how does this Amr Ula Devar Toira Bein Noida Uvein Loi Noida Einam Achaperas Midya Raisa? Whether or not it was noted to the rabbin, whether or not people know about this, it was a chatas the animal's gzula. The halach is that it doesn't work. It's Einam Achaperas. My time, Yeush Kidi Loi Kani. Yeush by itself is not kani. And what happened over here? The only thing that happened over here was Yeush, because the person, the ganav, took the animal. All there was here was yeush. There's no shinir rishus. He didn't now transfer the animal to someone else. He just took the animal and wanted to be used it as a korban. So that's a yeush without any shinir rishus, and that's not clear. So midyar raisa, this ganav does not own the animal. He doesn't own the animal. But nonetheless, we're going to allow it to go through. Why? So says the Gemara, Matam Omer lo noda mechaperes. Why, says Ula, why did Chazal say, even with the Raisa you don't own it, then with the Rabbanon it works? Shelo you call him at Seven. We don't want the Kohanim to be upset. They're going to be sad, says Rashi. What are they going to be upset about? That they ate chulin that was nishchatu b'azara shasur. Right? They ate chulin that was shechted in the azara, because really didn't have the status of a korban. It was really chulin, because this guy had no right to be makdish, it wasn't his. Why does Rashi talk about eating it? They also shechted chulin bazara, which is an isser. They didn't only eat chulin bazara; they did the shechita. Rashi says they ate stuff that was shechted. Why not the shechting itself?
More
people
eat it. So more people. Also, this is what happened.
What?
Why is this what happened?
Also, the shechita happened.
That's what happened. Wait, okay, it all happened.
What?
But they also ate it.
So why do you have to run? But they also shechted before they ate it. That's the question. They already did shechita, but Kohanim have to be nervous. It's not a one-time thing.
But that's not going to lead to the issue of the batul mizbeach. It's only when a lot of Kohanim, even if they're all going to be sad, so then there could be
mechitesi. If you know that there could be things, you're going to shecht. You never know when you're shechting. Maybe it's chul mazar. Anyway, one of the Rashi saying echra based on a Tosfos and Shabbos that lemaisa Rashi, people are so food which you eat, which is treif, is it makes you feel worse. You feel worse about it. I'm not sure what tinted the lave over here, because it's a child that hasn't tinted the lave. It's not an interesting child on Shabbos. A chayla who needs to eat on Shabbos. There's a child. Is it better to shecht for him or to give him nevela? So the ma'isa, the halach is you shecht for him. And all the rishonim are bothered. Why would you shecht for him? It's a much more kal iser to eat nevela than to do shechita on Shabbos. This is the rice iser karis. Nevela, it's not yeshivish, but it's not an Isser Karis, right? No, it's a Deraisa. But it's not. So anyway, so somebody showed him say the pshat is because when a person eats an Isser, it makes them feel worse. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, Matam Amlo Noida, Bechaperes, so the Quran shouldn't be upset. Amru Lei, Rabban Lula, Rabban said to Ula, hey, Ula, Vehaanan, Mepain Tikkun, Mazbechtanan. You're saying a nice pshat, which is because Quran would be upset. What does that do with Tikkun Mazbech? You're saying a pshat that the Kohanim are upset. So Amram Ula said, okay, when the Kohanim had saved him, one, since they're going to be upset about it, name to Mizbeach Batal. It's going to come out that the Mizbeach is going to be Batal, because they're not going to want to do Avodah anymore. Like, hey, we never know when we're eating bad stuff. We don't know when we're eating Chulah, so we're not going to do it. So their Atzavin is going to lead to a situation of the Mizbeach being Batal. Okay, Rashi asks over here, how does it work? Midar Raisa, we're saying that it has the status of Chulin. And with the Rabbani, you're saying that it counts as a korban. How does that work? So Rashi says that Bezdin have the ability la'akor davar min ha-Torah and to pater this guy from achatas. They're not saying with the Raisa we're going to now go do something else. They're saying this guy's pater min achatas. He's pater min achatas. Okay, Ben asked the Geshmak HaKash, all the Rishonim asked on Rashi. All the Rishonim asked, and they say differently than Rashi. They say very simple. instead of saying Shev al Tase, okay, everyone, this is the famous Rashi. You Chacham could be argued about Torah b'Shev al Tase, where they're not doing anything, but not b'Kum Vase. Ben says, so we have another Teretz that Hefker bezen Hefker, and we just gave the guy ownership. The Rishonim asked that Rashi himself is going to have to come out as an Amid Bey, so why didn't he say it over here? Okay, good kashya by Ben. Let's just finish up the Gemara of Rav Yehuda Amar Dvar Torah Bein Oda Bein Loi Noda Mechaperes. He says the exact opposite. Midyar Raisa, it always works. My time, Yesh Gedi Kani. He holds the Yesh Gedi does work. Uma Tam Amar Noda Ein Mechaperes. Why is Noda Ein Mechaperes? So here's the other way, right? Why, when they know about it, is it not going to be Mechaperes? Shalo Yomer Mizbeach Ochel Gzeles. We don't want people to say that Mizbeach is Ochel Gzeles. So now we could ask the Kashi even starker. Now we could ask the Kashi without Ben's Teretz. Frek Toisvis, how could the Chavim do that? That means midyar raisa, this mizbech, this the kapara happened, and Chachamim are saying to be oikev min adav min atoyro, and this guy needs to bring another korban. You're going to bring another korban now. That's bekum vaaseh. Midyar raisa, the korban worked, right? And you want to say no? We want to say it doesn't work because we don't want it to look like the mizbech is oichel navel. So because they're going to make the guy bring a chulin bazar, that's bekum vaaseh. But Taisa says you can only passle this before the zrikas adam. If it was known before the Zrikas Adam, we'll say, listen, we're not going to allow you to do the Adam. You're going to lose this korban, bring another one. So now you tackle Burn Yosef. Two quick auras. First of all, Gishmak Rashi. Rashi says that I'm an Aleph. Rashi says, Lokan. Pashup Shah, how do you learn Ula? What's Ula Shita? Is Yeush Kaina Kedi? Yeush Kedi Kaina or not? What's Ula Shita? Ben, what's Ula Shita in Shas? Yeush Kedi Kani or Lokani?
Lokani.
That's what it sounds like. The Gemara says, Dvar Torah, Yesh Kedi Lokani. Take a look at Rashi, and you see now like that. What does Rashi say? Yesh Kedi Lokani, says Rashi. Different Masa Lokani. Le'inyan HaKrava. Ben, you read that, Rashi? Le'inyan HaKrava. Legabe the din of HaKrava.
I saw that.
Yesh Kedi Lokani. What's the mashmos? The legabe everything else. It is kind of. Vafilu Shamina and Shisya Shabbat. Lokarina be Korbono. So you see, it's a gzeres hakasul with Rashi in this area of halacha of karbonos that it's not koina. So even ula holds yesh kedi would be koina. Okay, Tosfos has a whole discussion about it, and I did not get back to Jonathan's question, but it's a little good question.